Welcome to a podcast by OpenTheWord.org, where we discuss a bit of Bible, a bit of life, and a bit of politics.
Hi, my name is Dean Smith, and in this podcast, I want to hopefully answer one of the Bible's biggest mysteries. What happened to the dinosaurs? According to the Genesis creation account, God created all animal life on the sixth day, which by definition includes dinosaurs. And many believe there may actually be a description of a dinosaur in the Bible. Job is considered the oldest book in the Bible, and most believe it describes a period of time before the flood. In chapter 40, verses 15 to 18, Job talks about Behemoth likening its tail to a cedar tree and its limbs to rods of iron. Now, cedars in the Middle East can grow upwards of 60 feet and taller, and there's nothing alive today with a tail that comes even close to that. The only possible creature that would fit that description would be massive dinosaurs such as Brontosaurus. Is this what Job was describing? So if God created dinosaurs, you would think there would be some explanation of what happened to the creatures that weighed upwards of 80 metric tons. Now many suggest dinosaurs were killed off by the flood, except that the Bible says that along with Noah and his family, two of every creature was spared in the ark. Of course, many question if Noah's ark was large enough to accommodate two of every animal and bird that were living on the earth at that time, but we need to take into consideration a couple of things. First, the Bible says it took two of every kind of animal. This word kind refers to species, meaning that Noah took one set of canines. He did not need to take a pair of foxes, a pair of jackals, dingoes, wolves, and coyotes. Secondly, Noah didn't have to take full-sized animals. Juveniles would have worked better in certain situations. And thirdly, dinosaurs started off small. Researchers estimated that the largest a dinosaur egg could be was the size of a soccer ball, with most being much smaller than that. And in 2014, following the release of the movie Noah, starring Russell Crowe, several physics students at the University of Leicester in England conducted a study to determine if the ark could in fact hold one of every animal bird species in the world, and concluded that it could hold the 35,000 kinds of animals and birds with room to spare. So if the flood didn't kill off dinosaurs, what actually did? Well, the Bible provides a single, like one, solitary verse to explain their disappearance. Now, I realize this is immensely disappointing because we have hundreds of museums full of dinosaur bones and even several hit movies about dinosaurs such as Jurassic Park. And all the Bible gives is one verse to explain what happened to them? Yep, I'm afraid that's all we get. And we find that verse tucked in the flood account in Genesis 6 that refers to a second judgment that over the years hasn't received the same press as the flood. Then the Lord said, we'll read it. Then the Lord said, "My spirit shall not strive with man forever, because he is also flesh. Nevertheless, his days shall be 120 years. Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. In this judgment, God limits man's lifespan to a maximum of 120 years. Though all mankind was judged with death after Adam and Eve fall into sin, people were still living extended lifespans of around 900 years, but that was all about to change. In his column, Oddbody, published in the National Post several years back, Dr. Stephen Wan confirmed this 120-year limit, writing, "Some cell biologists now believe there is a definite limit to human cell reproduction, making the maximum age possible for human life to be about 110 to 120 years. But what does this 120-year limit have to do with what happened to the dinosaurs. A while back, I visited a museum in Winnipeg, Canada, where I came across a display of the skeletal remains of a sloth. Now, but this was not any ordinary skeleton. It was easily 15 feet tall and towered over me. It was a giant among sloths, and equally unusual because today's sloths only range between 2 and 3 feet in size. Sloths, as the name suggests, are slow-moving creatures that spend most of their days hanging upside down from trees in the jungle of Central and South America. But despite their small size today, they have found the remains of elephant-sized sloths that once roamed the earth. So what does that have to do with that lonely, solitary verse in Genesis? Well, for that, we need to provide some biblical background. The Bible records that when Adam and Eve fell into sin, humanity was corrupted and judged with death. Humans would now die. But this judgment did not just affect humans. It affected all of creation, and animals were equally impacted by man's fall into sin. The same thing happened in Genesis 6 when God judged the world with flood. Not only was all humanity wiped out, except for Noah and his family, but as well as all living creatures, except for those that were spared inside the ark. So essentially, when God judged humans, animals were judged the same way as well. So when God reduced the lifespan of humans to a maximum of just 120 years, I believe the lifespans of animals, reptiles, birds, fish were impacted as well. Now back to our giant sloths. Not only have they found the remains of massive sloths, they have also discovered the bones of an 8-foot high beaver in the Yukon, a territory in northern Canada. It was the size of a black bear and came with 6-inch incisors. Compare that to modern beavers that are 3 to 4 feet long. At the opposite end of the world, you know, at the other side of the world, they have found the remains of giant kangaroos over 10 feet tall in Australia. In comparison, today's kangaroos only grow to about 6 foot. It's also known that the Aborigines hunted these giant kangaroos. So why did these animals grow so large? Well, there may be a simple explanation. Kangaroos and beavers are among a select group of mammals that grow until they die. So a reasonable explanation for giant kangaroos and bear-sized beavers is at one point they lived longer than they do today. But beavers and kangaroos are not alone. Many, many reptiles, fish, and amphibians also grow until they die at different rates, of course. So this leads to the next obvious question. Could dinosaurs simply be a species of reptiles that had extended lifespans? And there are reptiles today with distinct similarities to dinosaurs. The basilisk group of lizards common to the Americas live between 7 to 10 years and can grow up to 2.5 feet in size. Some have a large fin on their back similar to the now extinct Dimetrodon that grew up to 15 feet in size. Though not officially classified as a dinosaur, Dimetrodons are very similar to species of reptiles today, so similar that old movies would use basilisks to portray Dimetrodons. The group also includes that the Jesus lizard, so named because of its ability to run across the water on its hind legs. In fact, there are about 50 species of lizards that are called bipedal, meaning that they can, you know, run on their hind legs, and many come complete with larger and longer back legs. This includes the colored lizard that lives between 5 to 8 years and runs on its hind legs when chasing prey and can grow to about 15 inches in size. Curiously, Wikipedia describes the lizard found in the America Southwest Southwest this way, quote, "They are well known for their ability to run on their hind legs looking like a small theropod dinosaur," unquote. A lizard that looks like a mini dinosaur? I wonder how that happened. So how large would a colored lizard grow if it lived, just say, 80 years? Well, it would be roughly 13 feet tall, provided it grew at the same rate until it died. Paleontologists studying dinosaurs have found bones with rings, which, similar to trees, represents a year of growth. They discovered one sauropod with 43 rings, and it was half its adult size. But other dinosaurs' bones have no rings, indicating that they were continuously growing and impossible to age. Typically, it's believed that dinosaurs lived up to upwards of 80 years, with some hitting the 200 to 300-year mark. And researchers studying the fossilized remains of ancient mammals have made similar discoveries. In the ancient past, some had much longer lifespans than they do today. The research team led by Dr. Ellis Newham from Britain's University of Bristol determined this while studying the growth rings in the tooth sockets of two ancient mouse-like creatures. I'm going to try to say their names, but, you know, they were the Morganucodon and the Q-Neotherium. Using high-definition x-rays, the researchers studied hundreds of samples and was dumbfounded by what they discovered. They expected that these mouse-like creatures lived 1 to 2 years as they typically do today, but instead, the scans revealed that they were living 9 to 14 years. They had no real explanation other than suggesting they must have been living a more, sedentary life than mice do today. Maybe. But the Bible suggests there was a time when lifespans were significantly longer than we have today. But it doesn't stop there. There are dozens of explanations as to why dinosaurs went extinct. In 1928, a scientist said they died of rickets because of the lack of vitamin D due to, dust blocking the sun. Others blamed asteroids, volcanic eruptions that spewed poisonous gas into the atmosphere, or cataracts. Yes, cataracts. Some blamed their demise on global warming, while others suggest they died from global cooling. Some believe they starved to death, and others actually blame overeating for their demise. As you can see, there is solid agreement on what happened to them. But researchers at Oxford University in Britain have come up with another theory. Dinosaurs did not actually die off. They just shrunk. Yeah, shrunk. The researchers, led by Roger Benson, measured the thigh bones of hundreds of dinosaurs and concluded that they experienced, and these are his words, a rapid decline in size. In its article entitled "Dinosaurs Are Alive and Well," the British newspaper The Telegraph reported, quote, "A study of the evolution of 426 dinosaur species over millions of years revealed that dinosaurs gradually became smaller in size until they evolved into birds. The scientists found that dinosaurs underwent rapid changes in body size shortly after they first appeared," unquote. So what would cause reptiles that grow until they die to suddenly start shrinking? Notice how it also says that it started happening shortly after they showed up. I believe the Bible supports the shrinkage associated with a decline in lifespans for reptiles, but it does not support them turning into hummingbirds. But there's another important point that we need to discuss. When God judged the world, limiting man's lifespan to 120 years, it didn't happen overnight. There was a gradual decline in the human lifespan over the next several hundred years. Noah, for example, lived to 950 years of age. Abraham lived 175 years. Isaac lived 180 years. And it wasn't until we read Joseph, who was 110 when he died, that the lifespans dropped below the 120-year mark and remained there. Like humans, after the flood, animals and reptiles experience a gradual reduction in lifespan, and for those that grow until they die, there was a corresponding reduction in size. Now, of course, there are other issues, but I'm not going to get into a major discussion or extensive discussion about evolution's claim that dinosaurs lived millions and millions and millions of years ago, other than to point out that paleontologists from around the world, such as a group from North Carolina State University, are finding soft tissue such as blood vessels and cartilage inside fossilized dinosaur bones thought to be millions of years old. In its news release, North Carolina State University said, quote, "The discovery of tissue from Tyrannosaurus rex was controversial when first reported. The survival of proteins from the Cretaceous period, 66 to 145 million years ago, was not thought possible, although soft tissue vessels and cells have been observed in multiple fossil specimens," unquote. The paleontologist who initially said they didn't believe this could be dinosaur organic material also stated, "Our results add further robust support to the identification of these still soft hollow structures as remnant blood vessels produced by the once living dinosaur," unquote. How could something be millions of years old if there's still soft tissue inside those fossilized bones? Or how about the still pliable and usable ink sac found inside a squid fossil that was supposed to be 150 million years old? They even used the ink to create a line drawing of what that squid looked like. Considering that fossilization can take place in a matter of years, such discovery are calling into question the dating. After man's fall into sin, all nature was corrupted. Some animals and reptiles turned into meat eaters. Some grew until they died. But that all changed when God purposely reduced their lifespan. Again, this is just my opinion, but I believe it provides a biblical explanation of what happened to the dinosaurs. They are, in fact, still living among us. Miniaturized, of course. Thanks for joining me on this podcast, and we'll catch you again.